Catper walked silently across the table and stopped with his front paws on the big open book. The book had scintillating letters on its pages that sparked at her, getting her attention.
Yes, Catper, it is indeed time that I proceed with the magic. I'm afraid we'll all need its protection very soon.
Crassnose, resident wizard of Apple, worked his neck gills in increased agitation as a fish swam past his orc face. Fenobly, wife of Brutalus, their king, was frowning at the great yellow crystal in front of them. In the crystal, the human witch creature known as Helba was perusing a book of magic with her familiar, one black-as-black-can-be feline.
I don't know, your ladyship. She seems to be doing magic that you and I have long ago learned.
True enough. She is but a human witch, though longer lived than mortal humans. You and I, Crashnose, being orcs, have the superior art.
Quite true.
Crassnose raised his head crest and lowered it, mindful of the bit of current the fish had raised as it swam past. To not meet the king's wife, on the occasion of her concern, would have been dangerous, even for a resident wizard. Fenobly knew her art, though she softened it with an egglayer's gentleness. Thus, she had seen fit to not destroy the enemy humans. Because of Fenobly and her soft ways, orcs did not totally own this frame and all within it. Because of her femininity and her power over Brutalus, the copper-scaled dragon Horus was acknowledged by them, as well as humans, as Overking. True, orcs did govern orcs, and humans governed humans. Both orcs and humans pretended that the holder of the phrasing opal had the final say. To Crassnose, it was stupid, knowing that they could have had full control at the cost of the young dragon's life.
I see that she is concerned, resident wizard, and that she perhaps has cause.
How can you say that, Fenobly? We both have searched for the witch Zadie and found her not in existence.
Not in our existence, Crassnose. Perhaps in another.
If we still possessed the opal, we could search.
True. We may have to. But we do have the opal, though it's lodged in the Overking's gizzard.
You would want the human child known as Merlaine to search with the dragon?
She's no longer a child. Yes. I think that King Brutalus should now, on our combined advice, issue to her that request.
It will be honored, Fenobly.
It will be. Even if they believe the danger long past, the humans dare not break the alliance.
Lest we destroy them?
That, resident wizard, is but Opal's possibility of last resort.
Yet we were allies of this Zadie creature.
Not really, Crassnose. She used us, orcs and humans. She would have had us destroy each other.
The humans would not have lasted.
With the hero they have, perhaps they would have. At least long enough to have ruined Apple.
Crassnose rubbed at the scales on his forehead where he had lately discovered a colony of water lice. He knew she was right, as royalty always had to be. He knew also that if the opportunity came, he would back the witch Zadie over the humans. 20 years it might have been, but Crassnose still smarted from the insult the round ears Tads had done Apple. Single-handed, using only magic, they had snatched the priceless opal from its resting place, pulled down an ancient landmark, wrecked an undersea prison, and, in effect, flirted their impudent tails. Deep down in his predatory heart, Crassnose resented what those human Tads had done and vowed that someday, should the opportunity arise, he'd demonstrate to them the power of orc magic.